I tried to warn the buzzard. Wallace, if I were you, I think I'd button my beak and crawl into the first gunny sack I could find. You're getting those dogs stirred up.
Eh? Of course I'm getting them stirred up. I want them stirred up. The trouble with this country right now is that nobody's stirred up about this elm beetle problem.
Yeah, well, I don't think those dogs give a rip about the elm beetle problem. They think you're a turkey, and they're considering you as a candidate for Christmas dinner.
Who called me a turkey? Junior, where'd he go, son? They're calling me a turkey. Where'd that boy go? Just when you need him most, he disappears. Junior!
He craned his neck and studied the dogs on the street.
Y'all seen any signs of Junior? Tell Junior to report here at once. Somebody just called me a turkey, and Junior needs to know about that.
Buster grinned.
Oh, yeah? Let me tell you something, Pops. I called you a turkey because you are a turkey. And me and my boys have this terrible appetite for turkey, don't we, Muggs?
Muggs was bouncing up and down.
Yeah, we sure do, boys. And I think I know what we're fixing to do about it, too.
The time had come for me to get involved, even though I didn't want to. I went to the back of the pickup, pushed Wallace aside, and spoke to the mob. Boys, you're making a big mistake here. Wallace may look like a turkey, and he may act like a turkey, but he ain't a turkey. He's a turkey buzzard, and you wouldn't want to eat him for Christmas dinner. Down below, Buster's eyes narrowed, and he turned to Muggs.
Say, Muggsy, haven't we seen this wise guy somewhere before?
Yeah, we sure have, boss. Out at that ranch. He's the jerk that made me laugh at stupid jokes.
Oh, yeah. The head of ranch security.
Yeah, only he ain't got no ranch now. And he's in town. Our town.
I think you're right, Muggsy.
Buster turned back to me and took a step in my direction.
Let me tell you something, pal. Me and my boys are hungry, see? And when we get hungry, we're extra mean. And if you want to keep on being the head of ranch security, you'd better step aside and mind your own business, see?
I think you missed the point, Buster.
It's Mr. Buster to you, pal.
Yeah, it's Mr. Buster to you, Buster, or we'll bust you right in the mouth, won't we, boss?
That's right, Muggsy. You've got a way with the words.
As I was saying, this guy's a buzzard, not a turkey.
Oh, yeah? If he's a buzzard, what's he doing in town, huh? Buzzards don't come to town, pal, but turkeys do.
That's right, boss. You sure told him. We know a turkey when we see one. He can't fool us.
I turned to the buzzard. Wallace, can you fly?
Eh? Where's a fly? Show me a fly. Where there's a fly, there's something good to eat.
I said, can you fly?
Oh, you mean with my wings? No, I can't fly. My wings ain't a-working. No, I can't fly. No, absolutely not.
In that case, I'd advise you to start thinking about making a run for it.
Eh? Run? Buzzards don't run. It goes against all our principles. If we can't fly, we just stay home.
Well, if you don't make a run for it, those dogs down there are gonna make a turkey sandwich out of you.
No, I never eat turkey. Just rabbits and skunks and things on the side of the road.
Talking to Wallace was hopeless. That wreck had wrecked what little mind he'd had to start with, and now it was up to me and Drover to save him from the mob. Drover, move on up here with me. It's time for us to stand toe-to-toe and assume battle stations.
Hank, this old leg of mine is sure giving me fits all of a sudden.
Battle stations, Drover, and that's a direct order.
Oh, my leg!
He came limping over and joined me at the back of the pickup. He looked down at the thugs and almost fainted.
Oh, my gosh, don't say anything to make them mad, Hank.
Buster and Muggs saw Drover there beside me and started laughing. Then Buster said,
"What is this, pal? Are we choosing up sides for a fight or something?"
"You might say that. This buzzard's lost his marbles and he's under my protection. Now you boys go on about your business and we'll go on about ours. Scram!" Muggsy's ears shot up.
"Hey, boss, the jerk said for us to scram. I heard it with my own eyes."
"Yeah, I heard what he said. Okay, boys, we ain't had a good riot around here in a couple of days. I think it's time we started one."
Muggsy was hopping up and down again.
"Yeah, right. Just say the word, boss. I'll teach that jerk a lesson he won't forget."
Buster leered up at me.
"Last chance, pal. I ain't sure I can hold my boys back any longer, see? We're coming up there to get our turkey dinner, and if you stay where you're at, we'll make cranberry sauce out of you and your sawed-off friend."
Drover let out a gasp.
"Hank, oh my gosh, did you hear that? Help, murder!"
"Stand your ground, Drover. The reputation of our ranch is at stake here."
"My life is at stake here, and I think this old leg's about to give out. Help, Mayday!"
"Don't bite until you see the whites of their eyes, Drover. Stand by for hand-to-hand combat."
"Oh, my leg!"
"All right, boys. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Stand by to hit the beach. Okay, Muggs, get him."
Muggs was the first to test our defense perimeter. He made a lunge and landed on the edge of the pickup bed. I met him there with teeth, paws, and claws. Also, extra heavy-duty barking. I punched him right on the end of his bulldog nose and sent him flying back to his boss. "Sorry about that, Muggsy, but you were tracking snow on my pickup. Who's next? Come on, boys, don't quit now. I'm just getting warmed up."
"Hank, don't say that. They might believe you."
"Okay, smart guy. You've asked for it, and now you'll get it."
"Yeah, jerk. You shouldn't have done that. You just should not have done that, 'cause now you're in deep trouble."
I ran my eyes over the faces in the mob. I knew that they were fixing to attack the pickup in force, and I knew that when they did, I wouldn't be able to fight them off. I turned to my assistant, who was lying on the pickup bed with his paws over his eyes. "Get up, Drover, and listen carefully to my instructions. When they attack, bite that buzzard on the tail feathers and make him run. I'll fight him off as long as I can, and you guys try to find a place to hide."
"I hear that."
"And Drover," I looked down at the little mutt, "perhaps for the last time, if I don't make it back from this mission, take care of the ranch."
"I sure will, Hank, if this old leg stays under me. Come on, Wallace, we gotta run for our lives."
"Eh? Run? Son, let me tell you something about buzzards and running. If we can't fly..."
Drover opened his jaws and crunched Wallace on the tail section. Gave him quite a shock. He squawked, flapped his wings, popped in the air, and went over the side. Drover bailed out right behind him. That was the last I saw of him for a while, because at that very moment, I heard four double-tough town dogs coming after me from down below. I turned and faced the attack with a smile that was somewhat forced. "Come on, boys. You've heard of the Alamo? Well, it's Alamo time. Remember the Alamo. Charge! Banzai!" I took the first one, thrashed him good, and sent him flying off the back end. Then I went after the second one, just by George hammered him, and sent him over the side. But that was about the end of the good part. Muggs swooped in on me from behind, put a fang lock on the back of my neck, and let me tell you about Muggsy's jaws. What he lacked in brain power, he more than made up for in jaw power. I couldn't shake loose, see? And while he held me from behind, Buster swaggered over and started working me over with paws and claws.
"Here's what happens to jerks what stand in the way of our turkey dinner."
And he proceeded to clean house on my nose and face, especially my nose. It hurt. I gave it my best shot, fellers. But by that time, the whole bunch had dogpiled me, and I was getting it from all directions. Then I heard Muggsy's voice.
Hey, boss, the turkey's gone.
Huh? What? The turkey's... Why, you idiot, you let our turkey dinner get away.
It wasn't me, boss. Honest, it was the other guys.
You're all idiots. What do you think we're doing up here? We're fighting for our turkey dinner, you dummies.
Yeah, boss, but you said...
Shut up. Where'd he go? Find the turkey. Come on, boys. Never mind the head of ranch security. We'll take care of him some other time. After the turkey.
And with that, the hoodlums went flying over the side of the pickup, leaving me behind, crippled, bruised, bloodied, and humiliated. But not quite beaten.